The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
Welcome to Journey into the Light, Chapter 2, a program which strives to bring about awareness and awakening, the practice of living in the present to feel joy, to feel reconnected to loved ones and your future. Now, here's your host, psychic Little T and Nashville's astrologer, Jennifer Green.
Well, good evening, everybody. I am Psychic Little T. I'm here with my co-host, Jennifer Green, and we have a wonderful guest tonight. Marie Gilbert. I almost called her Melissa Gilbert. I do apologize. I don't know why that keeps trying to come out of my mouth. And
Paul, Marie, get the wagon!
I'm going to blame it on your dad. Right before we got on the show, she said, my dad likes to mess with people.
Yes, he does.
So maybe that's why I kept wanting to spurt it out. But real quick, before we get to the show, we're going to have Shock read the bio so we can get into the good, juicy details, and hopefully Fred will behave himself.
All right, Marie Gilbert is the South Jersey Italian psychic. She is a professional psychic medium who uses her God-given gifts to bring inspiration to others. Marie uses angel cards to guide and encourage others to live their lives in harmony with the universal life force. Marie is a spiritual life coach trained in transformation life, coaching in cognitive behavior therapy, life coaching. And Marie is also certified in giving advanced level integrated energy therapy healing. Marie posts monthly blogs about her living life to the fullest and avoiding negative energy and negative people. You can go to her website, www.gilbertcuriosities.blogspot.com. We'll give you more information on that. And right now, welcome, Marie.
Hi. Hi, everyone. Nice to be here.
So, Marie, I just want to kind of clear up a little about your psychic abilities. I know that when we had talked the first time, you said that you have to touch the person's hands or picture. Can you kind of enlighten our guests? I mean, our listeners, about how you get your messages.
Well, when I'm doing readings, messages.
Hang on, caller.
I listen to God.
Right.
How are you doing?
Caller. Hang on a second. Caller, please hang on. I brought you into the call, but you have to wait until I bring you in. Marie was talking. Can you give it a minute?
Sure.
Go ahead, Marie. Continue.
Okay, I'm sorry. So I connect with God. I get all my messages from God. I listen to Him. So when I'm reading a person, sometimes before I go to meet them, I'll be making the bed or whatever, and I'll get a thought in my head what this person needs. So when I do meet them for a reading, after I explain what I'm doing, then they pick their own cards. So they pick their own cards, and I explain to them I'm not doing fortune telling, because I feel as divine souls, we're powerful enough to make our own future. So as long as they understand, I take hold of their hand, because then I'm connected to them and I pick up more information.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
All right, we didn't even announce the phone numbers yet, nor already we have a caller. Now, caller, what is your first name and where are you calling from? Caller, you can talk now.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello? Yes, can you hear me? Sorry about that. I didn't know if you was talking to me or not. My name is Kyrie, and I'm calling from New York, Schenectady, New York.
Hi, Kyrie.
Hi, Kyrie.
How you doing? Hello, how's everybody?
I'm good. So what's your question?
I wanted to know if I can get a tarot card reading or a reading so I can know where I'm at, like a past, present, and future. Because I also wanted to know if I'm going to jail tomorrow and if I'm having a boy with my current relationship, my wife, I'm going to marry.
Well, okay. Kyrie? All right.
Yes?
I don't do tarot cards. I use angel cards, and because I'm not there with you, that's why I have to hold on to your hand. All right? So now, but to answer your question, I think you already know if you're going to jail or not tomorrow. And the thing is, you're a divine and powerful soul. Everything we do in this life, we were given the chance to learn a lesson. So it's up to you to change your life. And if you're in love with this girl, it's up to you and her to work together. But over the internet, it's hard for me, and I can't see your face either, so it's hard for me to do a reading.
Do you have Skype?
I have Skype, but it's still, I have to touch your hand to do this. What I'm telling you is, even if you were with me, in front of me, where I was touching your hand, what I would tell you to do is, you have to give up. You have to let go of the anger you carry within you.
And I'm going to change my life.
Huh?
I said, that's what I want to do. I want to change my life.
Well, you got to let go of the anger, and you have to forgive yourself.
All right.
Can I interject here real quick, Tyreek? First of all, thank you for calling in. But what I'm feeling is a lot of anxiety. I don't know if it's for tomorrow or because you're nervous for asking your soon-to-be wife to marry you. But like Marie said, you have the answers within, and only you can change you. Jen, do you want to add your comment?
Yeah, I'm going to say something. Thank you for calling in on the show and asking your question. And Tyreek, there is legal problems around you, and this isn't the first time you've had legal problems. This is something that you've been battling, it looks like, and also been avoiding. I am picking up on that there is, unfortunately, you do have some legal problems you do need to clear up. And I'm going to give you some advice, and I really hope you take it. Tyreek, you have to start cutting off your friends. Your friends are just bad news.
Yeah, I know who I got to cut off.
You got to cut them off, because there's one given fact that no one can deny, is we become who we are around. The five people we're around is who we become. And the people you're around, they all have problems. I see there's drug problems, there's alcohol problems, there's children without no parents, and it just keeps going. And until you run with a different crowd, you're going to keep those legal problems. And now, since you are wanting to have your own family and become a husband, you're going to have to start thinking much more better for yourself. So my advice to you, stop looking at life through the rearview mirror of the car. That ain't going to get you nowhere. You got to look forward. And my advice to you for tonight is, truly, with all your heart, unconditionally, face down in the floor, pray to God and ask God for mercy, because you've done some things that you're not really proud of. And I'm going to say, because of other people influence, although we all can make our own decisions. And you got to have some deep forgiveness. And I promise tomorrow I'll have a lot more better outcome than where it stands at right now.
I believe you. Thank you for that advice.
Hey, Tyreek.
I was anxious.
Tyreek, let me. Go ahead. I wanted to throw in my two cents, because I'm feeling some stuff too. I am feeling that Tyreek is going to go through some of these experiences, which are scaring him right now, but it's going to be a learning experience, because he's going to influence lives in his future that are going through the same thing, and he's going to be their mentor. And nobody wants to listen to anybody who doesn't know what it's like to do it. Well, you are going to know what it's like to do it, and you are going to be a big positive influence on a lot of lives in the future. So you hang on to that, because that's where you're going, my friend.
Right.
Okay, I got two more cents for you, and then we're going to have to let you go. God is going to take a hold of your life when you go through this process. But I also want to say that you got a damn good woman next to you. So keep her and cherish her.
And let go of your anger.
Yeah.
How do I let go?
You forgive. It's the hardest thing to do. But just forgive and then cut the cords. You forgive and step back and lead your life. Live your life.
All right.
God bless you.
Yep.
God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sherry.
Success.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I wish we could talk to him more because he's afraid. But
he's very afraid.
Yeah.
My heart wanted to come out of my chest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know he's afraid. I can feel that fear in him, but I can also, he is going to influence some lives when he goes through this and comes out on the other side.
The biggest hindrance for people to get on with their lives is for them to let go of the anger, of the resentment.
Mm-hmm.
That once they do that, they gain their power.
Yes, absolutely, Marie.
Jen was right when she was saying he's got to get away from his friends because they feed on that. They feed on that fear, that anger, that resentment.
Oh, sure. My father used to tell me, show me who your friends are, and I'll tell you who you are.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I felt a strong vibration from him of, like, gang-related. And I do get a lot of people that are part of gangs. And it's not the easiest crowd to let go of. Because, you know, unfortunately, once you initiate and you join yourself in, they don't ever have a way out.
Yeah.
So I hope you're still listening. Have faith in God. Yes. Give God a chance. All you got to do is ask. That's all you got to do is just ask, and he'll be there for you with all your heart.
And people have to realize God will never turn his back on us.
Absolutely.
He will never. So they feel, oh, I've done this or that, and I'm not going to be forgiven. Maybe people won't forgive you, but God will never turn his back on you.
Marie, I watched a little bit of not the entire show, but I watched a good piece of your show that's on the internet, and it really touched my heart how you and the people who you're with has so much of that divine perspective of God,
right?
And I think that's so very important what people need right now in their life.
Yes. They need, this is the weird thing, though, is even though I was brought up as a Catholic, like 12 years with nuns and everything, my connection to God is stronger, not because of religion, but because I'm out there helping people.
Yes.
Without religion. I tell them it's not about religion. God's not about religion. He's pure love. Because a lot of people walk away from God because they're against organized religion. And I go, well, you connect yourself with God. That's what you're supposed to do. And that kind of works them back because they're mad at their whatever religion they're at, and they get mad at God. And I go, he didn't do anything. Don't be mad at him, you know? He's not the God.
Yeah, and I have the same religious values. That's what we was talking about backstage before we all got on. I completely agree. We're at a point where it's not about religion anymore. Yeah. Lutheran, Baptist, Methodist, Catholic. No. It's about your relationship with God. Because at the end of the day, there's only one creator.
Yeah.
That's it. There's only one creator. We have one source of light in our galaxy, so to say.
Right.
You can call it whatever you want.
You're absolutely.
And whatever religion.
Okay, so I want to take a minute to give our number out in case, you know, other people want to call in. Our number is 267-436-4876. You can call in like the first caller and get a free reading. Ask whatever question you need to ask. So, Marie, I want to talk about Steampunk Granny. For some reason, I just, like, I loved it. I love the name. It's you.
It's me.
It is.
It's really funny how I got the name. Well, I'm an author, too. So, you know, I'm an author, and I have the five books out. I'm working on the sixth. So what happened was I was working at the Academy of Natural Sciences. My granddaughter was going to Morris College right next door. She comes over one day, and she says, "Grandma, I'm taking you out with me tonight." And it was a particularly bad day. All right, we had thousands of kids running all over the place, but I'm like, "Okay." And she goes, "And I'm going to dress you." And I went, "Okay." So she takes me home and dresses me in this Victorian outfit, that hat, gloves, you name it. The whole, I felt like Jane Eyre. That's, you know, oh my God. So she takes me to, it was called Dorian's Parlor in Center City, Philly. And it was a steampunk event that they had once a month. I walked in as these girls were doing a striptease, but a Victorian striptease. And I was like, what the heck did she get me into? But the people were very well behaved. They talked and acted like it was the Victorian times. And I was like hooked as soon as I went there. So she introduced me as my grandma. This is my grandma. So if those stopped going, I continued, and they started calling me Steampunk Granny. Now, at the same time, I belong to the South Jersey Writers Group, a wonderful writers group, very large writers group. And they, one of the writers there started calling me Steampunk Granny. So that stuck. And so I use it for when I do my blogs, where I'm doing reviews of TV shows, and when I write for Biff Bam Pop, which is a Canadian pop culture site. They know me as Steampunk Granny, and I wear the outfits and everything else. I love it.
You know, it's great.
I do have to comment.
Go ahead, Jen.
I'm sorry. I was going to comment. I love your hat. I saw your hat, your black hat you had with the black gloves on.
Yeah.
I thought it was, I said, that's pretty stylish right there. I like that.
I want to know more about a Victoria striptease. Looks good on
you. Thank you very much.
Did you hear me?
No, I'm sorry. What did you say?
I said, I want to know more about a Victorian striptease. What do they take off? One glove and a spat?
I know. It was really, I'm telling you, this is what I walked into the first time. And I'm like, I'm going to kill you. Allie, what did you get? They're really nice. They wear the corsets, but they didn't take everything off. They left their corsets on. So it was done in good taste, where you didn't see complete nudity. So it was like just stripping down to your undies, but it was green underwear.
Which is far more sexy than today's stripping nude.
Yes, it's what you don't see.
Yes, left to the imagination, I totally agree.
Right, so, but like they had old-fashioned music and which was like new age music that they were dancing to, and they had food, and the men would come over and take your hand and kiss your hand. It was just like, I felt like I was in...
You time traveled.
Yes, like into a movie. It was just like, oh, wow. And I liked the whole... Because steampunk is... Think of sci-fi, where everything's powered by steam. So when you look at Jules Verne and that type of writing back then, the people were thinking about the future by using steam to power their spaceships.
To the moon. Hey, by the way, we have another caller calling from 205 area code. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, can you hear me?
Hi, caller.
Hello, my name is Marquise Hennis. I'm calling from Alabama.
Alabama?
Hi.
Oh, what's your question?
Is this the one free question, Lily?
Yes, this is the one free.
I'm sorry. My birthday is 12-13-82. And hold on 1 second.
So you're Sagittarius?
Yes, she is.
Yes. And my ex-girlfriend, her birthday is, her name is Rachel. Her birthday is 080575.
So she's been
doing like spiteful things to me and saying she's angry with me. But I'm trying to figure out why, if you're with someone else.
Okay, so she's being spiteful to you and she's not telling you why?
She says she's angry with me, but I'm trying to figure out why if you have someone else.
So this is your ex-girlfriend then?
Yes.
Well, did you break up was it a bad breakup, or did you just part ways?
Kind of sort of parted ways.
Okay, well, the thing is, we outgrow people. Sometimes a relationship, if both people aren't working together to make it grow, so one partner will outgrow the will keep growing, and the other one stays put. Usually the one that grows is not the angry one. Does she feel that you left her behind?
I'm not sure. She's really not giving me like a straightforward answer.
Well, I don't do astrology. I'm not good at that. But usually Sagittarius women are very outgoing, very outspoken. All right. So we get in trouble with those. We're truth tellers and we get in trouble for them. All right. Mm-hmm. I would say if you are the type of person that constantly is trying to better yourself and learn more, and your partner did not keep up to you, she might be resenting you because she felt in a way you left her behind. So she's reacting out of spite because she doesn't feel she's in a good place right now. Now, I'm not holding your hand, so I don't know for sure, but I'm feeling that what she's attacking you for is that it's more resentment. It's more of a resentment, and she's mad at herself, not so much as at you.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Jen, you want to add your two?
I'm going to comment on this. I can't help but feel when, as you were talking and describing your situation, that communication has been a problem from the very beginning. You guys are definitely not good communicators, and that's one of the reasons why you guys broke up. And right. I feel that this woman has some issues with being loyal and faithful to one person because she doesn't feel like she's worthy or that she doesn't feel like she deserves it. And she sabotages herself a whole lot. And my advice I'm going to give you is truly pray for her. You need to truly pray for her to find God, because if God has allowed the both of you to cross paths just for you to pray for her, that's a good enough reason right there. Mm-hmm. And I'm also picking up on that throughout the whole relationship, you is trying to fix her. It's always seems like it's almost been a problem. I don't want to say the word problem, but it's caused you stress and anxiety, always worrying about what she's thinking, always trying to fix her. Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to advise you, whenever you decided to and you lowered down your standard for relationship, none of that done you any good. You got to raise your standard, because I could tell that you're a good person. You have a good heart. You believe in God, and you deserve someone who's going to respect that. So in order to get that, you got to respect yourself so you could receive it, because this woman does have a lot of issues, and you knew that from even when you liked her. But I would definitely pray for her to find God.
What day?
My advice.
What day in August was she born?
The 5th.
Oh, okay. So she's a Leo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And two fire signs are usually awesome together.
Ma'am?
Two fire signs are usually awesome together. So I wouldn't be surprised if maybe hanged on to each other for the sex.
And then it was like some so-called friends got in the middle.
Oh.
And yeah. But we talked about, you know, rebuilding, if anything, like our friendship.
Okay, I'm going to add my two cents here, and you're probably not going to like what I have to say, but I have to tell you, you are so done with this situation, and you're kind of barking up the wrong tree. It's time to cut the ties and move on, because I keep feeling like a Y in the road, like you want to go one way and she wants to go another.
Yeah, she holds you back.
Yeah, you need to go be who you are and find somebody that's going to love you for you. And you got to cut the umbilical cord, because it's going to bring you down. And the people that you're hanging with, girl, go with your gut instincts. They're just as negative as your ex. But I hope what I said helped. I know it's probably not what you wanted to hear, but unfortunately, that's not what I'm feeling, and I have to tell you what I feel, what the spirits are telling me. But I also feel like there's a lot more to this story, and I know it's radio, and you don't want to put yourself out there like that. But if you want, I do 10 minutes for $10. Jen does it. Marie, I don't know her prices offhand. You know, you could give us three a call. So I'm just going to leave it up to you if you need more information.
And you do have love inside your future. I want to say that. There is love inside your future. And raise your standards, because you deserve more than what you have allowed yourself to have.
Right.
And thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you.
All right. let me put it out there. You guys can talk for a few minutes of this, and then we'll go to break. But Marie is more into psychometry, where she actually has to have a physical contact with a person or even an item, and to pick up the energy and the readings off of that. So unless you can reach through a Skype call and hold Marie's hand, then... you know, you're still welcome to call in and get a reading from Jen and Tammy, but tonight's program is more to learn what Marie's about, what she does, and basically talk more about psychometry and what it is.
Yeah, and I also get dreams sometimes. A lot of times if I'm reading people and they don't know the answer because their family member's dead, so they don't know the answer, I send my father to go find out information, and he'll come back to me and give me the information. Yeah, that's happened a couple times. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, so, and that's definitely an ancient way, for sure.
Right.
Okay, Shaq, do you want to hit the break?
Yeah, let's do a break, and we'll come back after the break. All right. So everybody take a deep breath and relax. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that browser. Psychic Little T and Nashville's astrologer Jennifer Green will be right back after these important messages.
Rat, where are you going?
I'm going back to the paranormal view, back where I belong.
Please, take me with you.
No, I'm through with everything here. I want to see if there's something left in life I haven't explored. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, Rhett, don't run to them. They talk about ghosts and hauntings, UFOs, and all kinds of supernatural scary stuff.
You'll never understand, will you, Scarlet?
No!
Well, that's your misfortune.
Rhett, if you go, where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear. Line!
Oh, you've got to be kidding. That's The Paranormal View with your host, Henry Foister, Jeffrey Gould, and Barbara Duncan, every Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on the Para-X Radio Network.
There are things that are unexplained, things that linger along the edges of reality. Often, they leave trails to follow, many of which lead to darkened rooms and stairways that can take you, if you dare, only to one place, the Basement Files.
Oh, hello, Watson. Oh, hello, Holmes. I brought in your mail.
Yes, precisely as I knew you would. However, this is the one I've been expecting. It's from Rock with the Shock Radio.
Oh, yes, that's the radio program that plays all the greatest hits of the 1950s, 60s, 70s, and 80s and discusses all sorts of what, Watson, not.
Precisely, Watson.
Great music with insightful and informative analyses of the artist and the times from whence they came. Not to mention Motown.
Motown?
I said not to mention Motown.
Oh, pardon me. Well, Holmes, where on earth did you learn all this?
In school, Watson.
What kind of school teaches that, old man?
Elementary, my dear Watson. Elementary. Playing the greatest hits of the baby boomer generation 24-7 with live broadcast every Friday and Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss Rock with the Shock at www.rockwiththeshock.com.
And welcome back to Journey into the Light, Chapter 2, with your host, Psychic Little T, and Nashville's astrologer, Jennifer Green, with our special guest tonight, Marie Gilbert.
Okay, Marie, since it was brought up before the break about how you actually get your information, you have to touch the person. Like, can you even do it if you see a picture? Like, touch the picture?
Not so much touch the picture, look at the picture. Just see what I get the feeling of. So a lot of times, if people want to connect with a certain person, I'll say, well, bring a picture, a photo, or bring something that belonged to them, and I'll hold it in my hand, I'll take a photo, and see what I pick up from that.
Okay.
And it doesn't work all the time. And sometimes the people they're hoping to come through aren't the ones that come through. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I tell them ahead of time, honey, sometimes you want Mom to come through and she's going to send Uncle Joe. Because for some reason, Uncle Joe has to tell you something that's really important. Or he's trying to reach out to someone else. And so I try to give them a heads up on that. So, you know, we all have this gift. I tell people, I'm no one special. We are all born with this gift. I was just lucky enough to have my mother and dad had the same gift. So when I would tell them, there's somebody in my room, they didn't say, oh, it's an imaginary friend. They asked me, what do they look like? And I would describe it, oh, that's Uncle Joe, that's Aunt Mary. Or they would see the spirit themselves and say, yeah, I know, I saw him. It's okay, it's family. Everybody has this gift. It was given to us by God, so we can raise our vibration and pick up the messages our family send us from the other side.
Yeah, you said that you sometimes have dreams when you can't find the message or what the customer wants, the client wants.
Yes.
I began with dreaming. Like, I would have a dream and forget all about it. Like, 5 years later, I'm like, I've met this person before.
Right.
And I was like, deja vu, but it never clicked until I had a psychic tell me that I was a psychic. I was like, right. Okay, great. Where do I begin? You know, when's the money start rolling in? And found out it's not that glamorous like they make it on TV.
No, it's not. It's basically you're out there trying to help people find their way. That's all you're doing is you're like a guide. You can't fix them. You give them the information for them to fix themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it should be done. But, well, I'll give you an example of how my father helps me out all the time. So he's sort of taken the position as the gatekeeper, all right? Okay. So I did a reading one time where I picked up a grandmother for this one person, and I said, she gave you silver dollars when you were little. He goes, I don't remember that. I go, yes, she gave you a silver dollar, and she wants you to know. And he couldn't remember. I says, all right, I'm going to give this to my father. In the meantime, you talk to your older siblings. Well, that night, my father comes, and he says, the grandmother gave them silver dollars so that they could put them in the bank. And I knew what he was talking about because my grandfather, the big thing back in the old days, during the 50s, that they would give you a silver dollar. And when you got enough of them, you would put them in the bank and open your own bank account. So the next day, he contacts me and he says, I talked to my sister and you're right. I says, well, I know. And I told him what my father said. I said, she definitely gave you a silver dollar. It may have been just one because she died right after that when he was a baby. And he said, his sister said, every year that grandmother would give her and the other sibling, the older, there were two siblings that were older, a silver dollar. And he was a baby, so he was only like two or one, and she gave him one silver dollar, and that's why he doesn't remember getting it every year. But my father went and found his grandmother and came back and said, yeah, that's right. She did give him a silver dollar that he didn't remember.
And what the banks did was they kept your silver dollar, and you always had a dollar in the bank, and the banks got rid of that dollar for $18, and that's why the banks now own sports stadiums.
Yeah.
So Marie, I'm going to pick your brain about God for a minute.
Yes.
With some of our, for some of our listeners that's listening in, and they don't really know how to, let's say they never read the Bible before, or maybe they're looking for an answer. Because I heard this on your show, and you do a TV show. Is that right?
Well, I'm on the, it's not my TV show. Every once in a while, I'm asked to be a guest on God's Way.
God's Way.
Yeah. And they have a Facebook page. And they'll get me up there with a couple other guests and we'll talk about whatever subject. And they're religious. They're very spiritual. Not so much religious, but spiritual. And so they connect to God. So everything we talk about, even if it's aliens, it all goes back to God. So that's the TV show. And I'm on a radio show once in a while. So really a comedy show. Joel, I think Richardson, I think is his last name. And he has me do readings of his guests that are right there where I can hold their arm and read them. And it's live, yes. But as far as having my own TV show, no.
Well, you have been on a TV show, and it is on the internet. So what advice would you give to some of our listeners that's listening in that is struggling with finding God, or maybe what part of the Bible they should read? Like, maybe give them a little something that they could, something simple that, but yet powerful that from yourself that you've studied.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what I've seen from when I was a baby, what the dead tell me, what I hear God telling me. So you connect to God, all right? You sit there quietly and you remember, this is the most important thing, that you are a divine and powerful soul. That is the first thing you have to remember. You are a divine and powerful soul. You were a divine and powerful soul in heaven, and you're the same here on earth, only we're limited because we're in these human bodies, all right? We pick our lesson to be learned. So we tell God before we're born, I need to learn compassion. I need to learn to be braver. I need to learn love, forgiveness, whatever it is we need. And he gives us the gifts. He gives us what we need to take control of our life. So what I think confuses people is they feel that God's isolated up here in heaven. And you're here on earth and no one cares. But you're a divine and powerful soul. Everyone you pick, everyone you meet, you asked for those people. Even the pain in the neck, even the people you're going, why would I pick that person to be in my life? Hey, you pick that person to teach you a lesson, and you're teaching them a lesson. So the whole thing I want people to remember is God is not up on some throne in some heaven that doesn't fit in with what he really is. He's a creature. He's a creator, and he's a creature of love. He is love, pure love. So mm-hmm. when you live inside you, that's where you go. You sit down quietly, and you go within. You go within to seek your answers from God. That's how I bring people back to God, because they see this God of the Bible school, and he's a frightening God. And that's not what God's about.
Mm-mm.
No. Oh, so I'm going to add my two cents. When you had asked her that question, the first thing that popped into my mind from the Bible was Romans. I didn't get any, so you might want to glance over the Romans chapter, see what sticks out to you. But that's my two cents. But I want to kind of switch gears here, Marie. And it says that you're a paranormal investigator on your website. Mm-hmm. So my question is, what was the most memorable paranormal that you did?
Okay. The one that really stuck with me was a library in Jersey. In Mount Holly. I'm not going to say the name, but I went there. The first time I went there was on a tour that they were doing. I think it was the Witch's Boar or something. They were doing the tour. And we happened to stop in that library, and we went to the second or third floor. And while we were standing there watching someone make jewelry, I felt this presence behind me. And it was a very negative presence. And my friends who were on the other side of the room kept turning around. And they knew I was picking up some. And then a year later, I had a chance to actually do an investigation with the team.
And the night we can't before, hear you. Can you say that part again?
Okay. The night before, a year after that, I was then able to do an investigation, an official investigation, with this group that was leading the investigation. And what happened,
wow.
Said a little girl fell. She fell. And she said, the banister or whatever, and she fell to her death. But that's not what the little girl came. She came to me that night to say, I didn't fall, I was pushed. And then she showed me in my dream her finding something, because this was when the little girl died, it was during the 1800s or something. So it was a while back. And she was up on this third floor, and it looked like it was either a pocket watch or a compass. And she found it, and she was going down the steps, and the spirit that was connected to that compass or watch, tried to get it back from her, and he stopped her, and that's how she died. She showed me that. So, wow. Went back, and we were there for the investigation. I told the main investigator what I saw, and she said, you know, we always felt that it wasn't just she felt that something else happened. I said, yeah, I don't know what happened to the compass, because when she fell, I don't know where it went. It went sliding. I don't know where, but the spirit's still there. So I think he was brought in with that object. He didn't belong to the house, but somehow that object was brought in.
Wow.
Yes. So I also picked up on the caretaker, and I felt that this one part of the library wasn't supposed to be there. And so I asked the main librarian, this room feels off. I don't feel these walls should be here, and that there were roses out here. And there's a caretaker here, and he's really upset because he doesn't know where you put his roses because they made the building longer, and they had to take away the garden. So I said, look, do me a favor. Just buy yellow roses and plant them somewhere on the grounds because he's looking for those roses. So that's how you pick up on things, like what I pick up when I go into these historic buildings, or if I do a private investigation, I go in and I'm picking up on that spirit that's there.
So this makes me have a question, Marie. Do you guys do anything to comfort the spirit or release the spirit?
No.
You're just kind of seeing what's going on.
Yes. A lot of times I went to this one house and the woman thought that a spirit was making her child sick. It wasn't. I realized that it was mold, that she had water damage. The mold was doing that, okay? And I told her, I says, I'm very sensitive to mold. And if I could feel my sinuses, clogging up that fast, I says, and you have water damage down here, I said, then it's the mold. The two ghosts that are in here have nothing to do with your child. But what I did pick up was there was a woman spirit who owned the house. And the reason she was upset, the owner of the house, the present owner, was picking up unease, she wasn't settled. Well, the woman was upset with the new owner of the house because she was playing music that was foreign to her ears. So I told the girl, don't play your heavy metal music in the house. Play jazz in the house. Play the heavy metal music in your home. All right? I said, and you need to pick up, because this woman had a maid, the original owner. And so everything was pristine. And so she didn't like the fact that she wants them to pick up after themselves. I said, so you're picking up on her stress. It's not that it was a bad spirit. It was a spirit that loved her house, and she kept coming back to visit, but she didn't like heavy metal music. And then there was a spirit in the basement that was a Revolutionary War soldier that thought that the military clothing that belonged to her husband, he didn't know who that new enemy was. He was a new enemy he had. So I said, will you hang his clothes and his military things in the closet and hang up a picture of George Washington? Everything's going to quiet down. And it did. So a lot of times you go there, people think it's negative spirits, demons. I go, no, it's not that. Nope. Just regular people.
So is this something you do to help people, for you to kind of give yourself a shout out? Like if they're having some paranormal experiences in their house, they call you and tell you to come over?
They can if they're near me. I won't travel long distances, but I would go. I would get my team and take them. Yeah. And basically, we walk through and we just tell them what we're picking up. That's what we do. And you asked a question, this is important. Do I calm the spirits or release them? No, they're not trapped. They're not trapped here. They come to visit what was important to them. And every once in a while they come and they're just checking things out. All they have to do to untrap themselves is to turn around and face God. They have to forgive, and they have to forgive others. They have to forgive themselves, and then they turn and face God. So there's no releasing. I know people said, I told them to walk to the light. They know where God is. I'm not doing any good telling them to walk to the light. I usually just say a prayer for them. That's what I say a prayer that they know they got to finish the steps. Give others, make amends, forgive yourself, and then you turn around and you face God. And then you're home free.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I have a question. No, I don't. There's a question in the chat room.
Yes.
Can a curse be put on another person, parasites into another, not demonic?
Can a curse? Well, okay. My parents were from Italy. Okay, so we've heard of the Maloics, all right? And I know people used to do things to keep the overlooks or the Maloics off you, but for me, I don't believe in curses because as long as this is my feeling. If you belong to God, nothing's going to hurt you. So if a person sends something negative to you, the universe is going to make it go back to them tenfold.
All right. Junebug, I hope that answers your question because I agree with that answer.
Yes, I feel when you surround yourself with love and light and God, nothing can hurt you.
Okay, so we got about 7 minutes left, so I want to talk about your books. You have a new one coming out.
Yes.
You definitely said Life with Fred and Lucy are your parents, and you were brought up in South Philly, and the accent kind of gives it away. You know, we got the Jersey Philly accent going on.
Yeah. Yo, how you doing?
How you doing?
Yeah.
So,
I grew up in South Philly when we had a hang winner and you were get to sing. That's when all your bebop boots were out singing on the corner. That's what the Fred Lucy book is about. It's two ghosts that continue to hang in my attic. For some reason, my father loves that attic, and I don't know why, but they're around me all the time. I know when my mother's around me. I know when my dad's around. He makes enough noise. And they don't just stay at my house. They go visit my sister. They go visit my daughter, and they know they're around. But the story is comical. It's about growing up in South Philly during the 1950s and 60s. And how, because my father owned a grocery store, and he was in competition with every other grocery store, because in South Philly, every corner has a bar, a hairdresser's, a grocery store. Yeah. So he not only had to compete with them, he had to compete with the supermarkets just coming in.
Yeah.
And how he did that was really funny.
Wow. Okay, so the other four books that you have, you're a big sci-fi person.
Yes.
Me, not so much. So kind of tell our listeners what they can expect, like sum it up, I guess.
Okay, so it's called the Roof Oasis series. And the first book, Roof Oasis, actually, even though it's sci-fi and it has aliens and angels and zombies, there's a big zombie apocalypse. A lot of that story came from dreams I was having as a child. And the book was published in 2012, but everything that's going on now, right now, is in that book, Roof Oasis. How we're destroying the environment. I had all these dreams from when I was little. Babies in cages. All right? Mm-hmm. Okay? This will happen. So the Roof Oasis starts the series where there's a mirror that's used as a pathway, a wormhole that aliens from another universe travel to our solar system and this one alien and this human girl become lovers. But in the meantime, the people that are in control trying to control people with what they put in their food accidentally start the zombie apocalypse. So there's four books. It's Roof Oasis, Saving Solanda.
Beware of the...
And Warriors in the Mist. So it's all concerning two different planets joining forces to fight not only this evil man and these big corporations, but also the demons from hell that this man opened the door to. And also trying to do this while not getting eaten by zombies.
Awesome.
And are your books on Amazon?
Yes, they're on Amazon. And you can see all the... if on my website, on my blog, there's a link that connects you right to the... on the GilbertCuriosities.blog, there's a link that connects you to where the books are. They're fun to read. A lot of horror, but lots of action. There is romance, because you can't have a good sci-fi without a little bit of... And each book ends with a cliffhanger, so you have to get the second book to find out what happened. And what really is funny about this is this one little character, this little robot called Patty, she became everybody's favorite character.
All right, can we get the website? June saying, what's the book's name? What's the website's name?
All right, so if you go on to the website you gave in the beginning about GilbertCuriosities.com.
It's easy for you to say.
Robert.com. Yeah.
All right.
You see it there, yeah.
All right, I want to pop that in the chat room. GilbertCuriositiesBlogspot.com/p/blog-page-html. All right, listen, we got a minute and a half to, how else do they get in touch with you? Do people call you or?
People email me. I have a page on Facebook, Marie Gilbert Spiritual Musings in the Physical World.
Okay.
And they can contact me through my email if they have a question.
All right.
Or if they want me for a reading.
And that information is on the blog page that I'm posting to the chat room, right?
Yes. Well, it's right. On the Facebook page. If you go on Facebook and look at Marie Gilbert's Spiritual Musings in the Physical World, they can contact me. My email's up there, mariegilb@comcast.net.
Marie Gil, G-I-L?
G-I-L-B.
G-I-L-B@comcast.net.
Yes.
It'd be easier and just to post that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then right. I'm partners... with of events that they can find us at. All and right. That's page two. Ancient Connections with Rennis and Marie.
All right, we are out of time, Marie.
Okay.
We got to go 20 seconds, girls. Wrap it up.
Okay. I'm Psychic Little T. Call me 609-320-7912. Go ahead, Jen.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Green. You can get in touch with me through Facebook or Instagram, and you can find me under Jennifer Green. You guys have an awesome night, and thank you so much for coming on our show. Many blessings, everyone.
Thanks for listening. Tune in again next week from 7 till 8 p.m. Eastern for another exciting and unpredictable episode of Journey into the Light, Chapter 2, right here on the Para-X Radio Network.